This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, head over to the website, therealside.com. Again, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. This little block up there says, you know, you're looking for the weekly email blast that I didn't send out last week. Sorry. Seriously. But I usually do. I write a story, send it out in the Newsweek. But you want to be involved in the conversation. You want to talk to other people. You want to hop up into the chat room where there's a lot more going on, a lot more excitement happening there. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I guarantee it. And I love this. I love these stories. And I get tongue-tied because I just want to launch into these things, but let's do some house cleaning here. Head over to the website, realside.com. There's a Patreon, and it's a way for you to get involved with the show financially without breaking the bank. And I would say the same thing. Give up one cup of coffee a month. That's all I need you to do. Or maybe one and a half. I don't know. Or a donut. Whatever it takes. But give up, you know, one and a half cup of coffee a month, and you can be a supporter of the show. I'm not looking to break the bank. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate the time you're spending with me. Let's see. Cultural appropriation. We've done a million stories on this. And I'm amazed. So what they're saying here is that if I love, and I don't, if I love Taiwanese food, I cannot go out, learn how to cook Thai food, open up my restaurant, because I'm a white guy of Italian descent. I have no business opening up a Taiwanese restaurant. And that's according to these lunatics. And instead of them thinking through what they're doing, they don't care. A tiki bar owner said he was very sorry, and he closes up the shop. Why? So Cloud Davidson told the Corvallis Gazette that he trekked to Hawaii every summer when he was a kid, as his uncle, aunt, and cousins lived on the Big Island, and Hapuna Beach was just down the street. Thus the name of the Hapuna Kahuna Tiki Bar, which Davidson opened in downtown Oregon on June 22nd. This is July 10th. A lot of this had to do with a family, he told the Gazette Times. That was a big part of my childhood. I grew up there. Come on, think about this. He grew up there. I know guys that used to go to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, every year. They didn't live anywhere near Cape Cod, but they went there. And they learned about the local food, and they loved the local food. They actually went and opened up restaurants in other places with that local food. Apparently they did something terribly wrong. Turns out that Davidson's Tiki Bar would have a very short life. Now think about what these people did. They probably did savings accounts, right? They probably they did so much more. The family got involved. I'm sure he borrowed money to make this happen. He didn't do this to make fun of Hawaiians. He didn't do this to make fun of Polynesian people. Local residents of Polynesian descent, including folks with the Oregon State University Asian and Pacific Culture Center, didn't like the Hapuna Kahuna Hawaiian name. They thought it was cartoonish. So were the tiki decorations. And that customers were handed plastic leis. So what? In other words, it was cultural appropriation as far as they were concerned. He says, I unintentionally made a mistake, and I'm very sorry, Davidson told a Gazette, adding that he planned on closing up shop Sunday, getting rid of all the tiki decorations, and then reopening Sunday night as a simple extension of the adjacent bar. That's terrible. Just terrible. But Davidson also told the paper that some Hawaiians and other Polynesians enjoyed his Hapuna Kahuna tiki bar and wanted to stay open. So leave it. Why are you giving in to these people? A local Facebook forum also had numerous comments about the situation, including questions on of whether it was appropriate for chefs to cook ethnic food that wasn't from their ancestry. Are we serious? You would have to close half the Italian kitchens in the country. No, seriously, there are a lot of what do you want to call them? Asian cooks that cook Italian food. One of my favorite Italian restaurants, so the recipes were given by the owner, right? There's two Mexicans in the kitchen cooking. Should I throw them out? Tell them they can't cook Italian food? Come on, how stupid does this get? Should Caucasian kids not be able to make sushi? Again, I say, how stupid do we get with this? These are those, when I was talking earlier, these are millennials that have lost their minds. They have lost their way. Such as, how about Korean food? Running a sushi joint, I already said that. Since the cuisine is Japanese, discussion on the origins of tiki culture as an inauthentic fantasy mashup of tropical influences and how there are tiki bars in Hawaii, and comments on the evolution of Hawaiian cuisine to include items from numerous cultures, including those of Asian and Western countries. Who cares? I'm not going there for a cultural experience. I'm going there for the food and for the bar, and I'm okay with all of that. Paper said that Davidson also penned an apologetic Facebook post on which he noted, with a heavy heart, after a minute I made a huge mistake. Don't do it, David! Please don't do it. We'll be back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Please don't go far. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
That's right. No, not some folks. Every American is made to wave the flag. Don't give me that garbage. Seriously, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be involved in the conversation. Hey, let me finish up the Tiki Bar thing real quick. You know, so this guy Davidson, in case you just tuned in, you'll have to go back and get the show later on, but here's the deal. The guy opens up a bar, uses his money, he opens up a Tiki Bar, you know, a few people get bent out of shape about it, the cultural appropriation police show up. You know, and a lot of people love the place. Because a small number of people didn't, he's going to close the Tiki Bar down. He's going to open up to something else, but he's done nonetheless. But the thing that bothers me the most is he pens an apology in the paper. With a heavy heart, I have to admit I made a huge mistake. No, you didn't! With the Tiki Bar, the community has spoken, and I now understand that the Tiki Bar is a form of cultural appropriation. Don't use those words. And it's not okay. And I'm more than happy to change. Because I can't blow my whole life savings on the fact that you people can't grow a spine and show up and have a drink here. I know it's not what he said. It's what I said. Oh, they infuriate me when they do this. So anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. Let's go over to the phones. I love this guy. Jeff Dunnis joins me. He's from New York. He's also the founder, I don't know, what do we call it, the executive editor or what have you of LibBlog. And, Jeff, thanks for being with me.
Joe, thanks for having me on. Listen, I don't consider this cultural appropriation, however.
I don't either.
You mentioned before anti-Semitism. I read a column in the New York Times yesterday. You know, there's no football, so you got to find something to do on Sunday. I read a column from Frank Bruni, and he was there calling Trump he said Trump was dissing the Jews. Basically, he was saying he was an anti-Semite. Why is it always liberal non-Jews who accuse people of being anti-Semites? I'm not kidding.
No,
I'm
in California, okay? These places of higher learning, these places of education, free thought, free flow of an exchange of ideas. And where do you see the biggest concentration of anti-Semitism? On the college campuses in California.
Oh, absolutely. But you see, the thing is that the way you know someone doesn't know anything about Jewish people is they claim to speak for the Jews. Because you know that old thing about, you know, you get one opinion from a Jew, you're really getting 10 opinions because the Jews are always fighting themselves. Jews can't speak for the Jews. And here it is, this guy writing for the New York Times that probably hasn't seen a Jew in 100 years. All of a sudden, he's the king of the Jews. I don't understand, Joe. You're a Gentile. You tell me.
You know what? I defend and protect and love my Jewish brothers. I don't understand how anti-Semitism grows so much in a country that has so much Jewish influence. They've done so much good for us and other nations as a whole. And I don't understand it. And yet,
the point.
Well, no, I'm going to go further with it. And I'm always amazed at the Jewish culture, okay? And I'm sorry, but I don't understand how the Jewish culture supports the groups that don't support them.
Well,
you know,
I've written about this a lot of times, but the truth is if it wasn't for the evangelical Christians, there'd be no support of Israel, because the Democrats don't support Israel, but all the Jews the majority of Jews support the Democrats anyway. The Republicans, the only reason why they support Israel so much is because the evangelical Christians support Israel so much. It's not because they're trying to speak to their Jewish base. Besides Atlas Shrugs and me, I think we're the only two Republican Jews in the world. So really, it is if it wasn't for the evangelical Christians, neither party would support the Jews.
You know, it's funny.
And the Democrats know that they could screw the Jews as much as they want, and the Jews will still vote for them.
You know, Jeff, I've been told the reason for that, and I've had quite a few Jews on to talk about the difference, and I've learned a lot over the years about the culture of the cultural Jew, the religious Jew. You know, somebody's given me a list of these things, and let's see if you agree with this. One of the points that they've made over and over and over again, a couple of them have said, look, the problem that the Jews have with Christians / conservatives is that is an intolerant viewpoint in their view. That conservative Christians are not tolerant of other ways of living, if you would. And the Jews feel like that's what got them in a mess in the beginning, were people that were intolerant of Jews, and it continues today.
Honestly, when it comes to conservatives, the real reason is people, in the 30s and 40s, the conservative movement was very anti-Semitic. And that's the real reason. Observant Jews would rather... Someone like me would rather be with an observant Christian than a non-observant Jew, if that sounds non-crazy. But I would rather be with someone who believes in God and has a strong feeling for the guy upstairs, no matter what faith, than someone who doesn't. Because I have more in common. I have more in common with someone than you, someone like you, than a non-observant Jew.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you. No, I tell people all the time, you're in New York, right?
Don't rub it in.
I'm not. I grew up in Boston. We're supposed to be enemies by DNA here. So, but in Boston,
I'm a Mets fan, not a Yankee fan.
Okay, well then maybe we can get along. I don't know. We'll see what happens here. But I grew up around a lot of Jews as a kid. I mean, in Boston, my mother was a hairdresser. She had a large clientele right. That was Jewish. I loved these people, and they loved me, and I always felt like I was part of the family. I never, ever felt like an outcast. So when I hear people talk about Jews, especially here in California, I am amazed at the way they talk about the Jews here. I go, you know what?
But
I don't know what's wrong with you people. It's just, what?
The Jews
what?
In
they're
California
born with the hate?
Aren't observant. They're not okay. Observant. Observant Jews, but you see, it's the non-observant Jews, it's the Reform Jews, and I don't mean all, you know, but as a movement, Reform is frightened of anybody who's observant, Jews or non-Jews. Non-observant people of any religion really tends to be suspicious of observant people. You know,
yeah.
Oh my God, he's wearing his religion on their shoulder, on his sleeve. I like those people.
At least you know where they stand, right? Hey, Jeff, we're coming up with a commercial.
Let me just say one more thing. Push comes to shove, they're going to make their decisions based on morality. That's it.
All right, quick. Where do people read some of your writing? Quickly.
Lidblog.com.
That's easy. If you guys can't spell that, you're listening to the wrong show. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Thanks, Joe.
We'll be back. Thank you. We'll be back in just a minute. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
For
P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
I don't know. No comment.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there we go.
No, yeah. We are back. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Hey, come back here. On the air in the chat room. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. You got to be involved in the conversation. You has to be involved. Okay, so what was I going to do? I know the story I want to do, but I'm going to do this other story first because I saw it. And I went, come on, that can't be real. I understand it, but I still think it's, like, freaky. So apparently now, paintings of Jesus can be investigated as a hate crime. So police on Long Island are investigating after someone hung a large painting of Jesus Christ on the fence of a mosque. And that makes it a hate crime. Let me tell you what. I know some of you are going to be upset when I say this, but I don't really care. If you think that anything having to do with Jesus is a hate crime, you really need to have some serious psychiatric care. Because even devout atheists who don't believe in God, who don't believe in any kind of higher spiritual power, most of the time will tell you that Jesus was a man of love, and he was a great philosopher. He cared about people. He loved people. I mean, you really got to take one too many hits off the crack pipe in order for you to think Jesus was a hateful person. Like I said, even the devout atheists don't see him as a hateful person. Now, what I think is really funny about this is, so if a Muslim, which I had happen at a church once, I don't know if you were with me then, but the church I went to was doing a series on different religions. One was Islam, one was the Nation of Islam, and in the middle of one of the teachings, he was reading, in church, they were reading from the Hadith and the Quran and showing you how the scriptures line up or don't line up, and a Muslim got up in the middle of the service and started screaming what they scream. You know, Allahu Akbar, Muhammad is the only prophet, blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole thing. And they had security, they didn't even have to escort him out because he wouldn't leave. He purposely sat in the middle of the group so they couldn't easily get him out, and they drug him out of the place. Why wasn't that a hate crime? I don't know what he was going to do. He looked pretty nasty. He was a pretty big, muscular feller. That was never a hate crime. He came into our property on our church with an opposite message of what we had. There was nothing on the painting of Jesus that said, hey, Jesus hates Muslims. All Muslims should die according to Jesus. That wasn't on there. So why is it a hate crime? The painting is a crucifixion scene showing a largely silhouetted Jesus with his crown of thorns prominently featured. It appeared outside the Hillside, the Hillside Islamic Center in Nassau County, according to the investigators. An employee of the Hillside Islamic Center initially discovered the Jesus painting. Surveillance cameras captured video of a man placing the image at the fence. Mosque leaders told police that they are not offended by the imagery of Jesus Christ. And that was nice of them. This lack of offense has not stopped investigators from labeling the incident as a potential hate crime. The New York branch of the Council of American Islamic Relations, group we've heard about before, CARE, America's largest Muslim civil rights group, issued a statement urging the person of the group behind the painting to learn more about Muslim beliefs. Bias may have motivated this incident. You know, listen, I can't speak for this person. But I know a lot of people that are squishy in love with Jesus. I know some of you just don't even get that. You don't even understand. I'm not a squishy person. My wife will tell you that. I might be squishy in the belly area, but that's it. But, you going to be okay over there? Just want to make sure. So, if you understand the relationship a Christian has with Jesus, if you understand how a Christian feels what Jesus did for them, they're going to want anybody that doesn't believe in Jesus, that doesn't know Jesus, that doesn't understand Jesus, to get to know Jesus. It's not a beat it into you. You know, we don't kill you if you won't if you don't know Scripture. We won't kill you if you won't profess Jesus. It's not how we work. We pray for you because we feel bad that you don't know Him like we know Him, that you don't know His love, you haven't felt His touch. And for someone to reach out to a non-believer, that's right. I mean, they're not infidels, not to us anyway. They're just non-believers. There's almost not a pitying, I don't want to put it that way, but we feel sorry for you. You should never understand the love that we know, that we understand, that we have felt in Jesus Christ. So it's not a hate crime in any stretch. Matter of fact, no different. I got to tell you guys, I know some of my Christian friends go, oh my God, I can't believe you said that. If somebody put a picture of Muhammad and said to learn the love of Muhammad in front of a church, like these guys did, it's not a big painting. I wouldn't consider it a hate crime. I say thank you, but no thank you. I'm not there. Why don't you give this to somebody else who will appreciate it? That's what I would have done. Right? I wouldn't have burnt it or smashed it up or anything like that. That's not how you win people. Oh, don't get me started. That is not how you win people to Christ. For you Christians out there that think you're going to run around telling people what sinners they are and slap them around, yeah, that'll work out well for you. No. He said they would know us by our fruits. He would know us by our loves. That doesn't mean that we accept everything that everybody's doing in every form of lifestyle on the planet. We have to tolerate it. But it does mean that we don't run around condemning people, sticking our fingers in people's faces. Again, they'll know us by our fruits, and they'll know us how we treat each other. And how do you show the love of Christ? So for those who don't really understand Christians and think this is terrible and they shouldn't be doing that, they shouldn't be pushing their religion on somebody, let me tell you what. Then shut your mouth. Don't tell me about a great restaurant you ate at. Not interested. Don't tell me about a great movie you saw. Not interested. I don't want to hear about a great play. Not interested in your tastes and your likes and your dislikes, because that's what it's about for us, right? What's the difference? I love somebody enough to know that that they need a relationship with Jesus Christ, I'm going to introduce them. I'm going to try to get them to go. I'm not going to beat it into them. I'm not going to do it every time I see them, but no different, although obviously a bigger difference, but it really is no different when you love a restaurant, play, movie, what have you, and you have to tell me about it. Well, if I love Christ enough, I'm going to have to tell you about it. Well, you do it after that. It's up to you. So CARE lists a handful of verses from the Quran, which CARE says demonstrate the spiritual unity of the Abrahamic faiths, the spiritual legacy of Jesus Christ, peace be upon them. I would love a Muslim to write me And I won't make fun of you, I promise. I would love to know why you say peace be upon him on every prophet. The spiritual legacy of Jesus should be a unifying factor for the Muslim and Christians, not a source of division or bigotry. So said Kerr in their statement. Well, then, I would admonish Kerr or ask Kerr to write a letter to the police department and say, look, this is not a hate crime. We get what they were trying to do. Please drop the investigation. I'm just suggesting. Because wouldn't that truly show unity and forgiveness and understanding? I'm just asking. Would for me. Anyhow. So, Jeff was just on the phone line with us, and he wrote a piece. And I just can't get this off my... I can't get this through... You know, de Blasio... Let's call him what he is, okay? De Blasio, the failure. Now, crime is up in New York City. Streets are dirtier. You got... Excuse me. I'll call him what he called him. Okay, you got homeless people that are peeing in the streets, and that's okay. Right? Now, they're nowhere near him. You remember when they were camping out in the same street that the mayor's mansion or whatever was? I had them all rounded up and taken away. Oh, God. So it seems to be a habit among Democrat leaders. Mayor and governors feel like they have the right to waste taxpayer dollars for a mission they have no legal right, legal or moral right to be involved in. De Blasio has no right to go to the G20 summit and tell people that Trump doesn't speak for Americans. Well, guess what, Mr. De Blasio? You don't speak for me. I don't even like you. I don't have to live with you, thank God. But I don't even like you. I don't think you're for the people. Hundreds of grieving cops and families and neighbors held a candlelight vigil at the 46th precinct in the Bronx Saturday. And if you want to hear more about this, you're just going to have to hold on until after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Heat up your coffee. Do what you got to do. Come on back.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Get off the floor. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, and you're involved and engaged and all that in the show. But I really do. I appreciate it. I appreciate. Look, when you give me input, okay, when you help me figure some of these things out, It helps me move the show along. How's that? Because I'll tell you what, if it was up to me, I would beat some topics to the point where you'd want to beat me. That's all I can figure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do really appreciate the time you spend with me. Okay, so de Blasio, one of my favorite people in the world, actually, you know, you take people like him, Sheila Jackson Lee, Nancy Pelosi, who else? Charlie Rangel. I mean, go through a whole list of these people. Maxine Waters. I mean, we wouldn't have jobs without these people, right? I mean, real interesting folks. And they love to waste taxpayer dollars. So hundreds of grieving cops, family, and neighbors held a candlelight vigil at the 46th Precinct in Bronx Saturday night. In the memory of assassinated wife, mother, and... okay. In memory of an assassinated police officer who was a wife, a mother of three. And, you know, she was ambushed. She was shot in the head and she said she wasn't doing anything. And this was early Wednesday by a cop-hating felon, Alexander Bonds, who was shot dead by officers who responded to the scene. One person, not at the vigil, was Officer Familia's ultimate boss, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, because he doesn't care. He doesn't like police. He doesn't like any form of authority. You know why? Because someday when they show up to put the handcuffs on him, he'll be in those uniforms. Wouldn't that be cool? Hope we get a lot of pictures. Just amazing. Why would you do that? You know, one of the biggest, most prestigious police forces in the country, and you couldn't give him a little love. A mother of three. Put her life on the line every day. You know, and to you Democrats out there, you progressive Dems, I can't believe that you push back on and are not interested in helping to support a shooting a cop as a hate crime bill. Why wouldn't you? And it's not even that the cops are any better. You know, a person's life, a human being's life, I get it. One is not better than the other, so to speak. But when your only thought, your scummy brain can only think that the best thing that they can do for humanity is to go shoot a cop who's sitting in a car minding their own business. And it's a black female cop. Where's the outrage? Seriously. Where's the outrage from the left? Where's the call for de Blasio to be where he is? I hope he goes to the funeral event. And I hope, truly hope, that they blow him off. That they do what they did the last one where they turned around, they turned their back on him. I thought that was great. Look, people don't get respect because of the office they sit in. They earn the respect. They don't get it. You know, Obama, President Trump, whoever, they don't get respect because they got elected as president. They have to earn the respect. At least as far as I'm concerned. So again, instead of being in New York City where he was needed, New York City, and matter of fact, I'm sure there's a lot of people in New York that are glad he's not around. New York City's socialist mayor, Bill de Blasio, decided to take an all-expense-paid junket to Hamburg so he could make two speeches to the anti-capitalism demonstration at the G20 summit rather than attend the vigil. That's right. It's much more important for him to tell German people to keep up the fight against their government. At yours? Well, actually, at New Yorkers' expense. According to the mayor's spokesman, de Blasio made the decision to go to Germany on Thursday afternoon, the day after Officer Misotis was killed. While New York City was still very shaken about the news of the murder, their leader took off. Thank God, though. You guys don't understand. You're much better off this way. Really, seriously. But doing his regular radio show, de Blasio admitted that his spokesman was lying, saying he received the invite 2 weeks ago. The announcement of the trip was going to be a few days earlier. Then we had the horrible shooting, and it was important to focus on that, de Blasio said. God. How was he focusing on that? By leaving? Maybe that was it. Maybe he figured if he was gone, all the attention would be off him and on the police officer. De Blasio had not been supportive of New York's bravest during his term as mayor. Not at all. That's led the police officers to turn their backs on the mayor as he spoke at the officers' funerals in December 14th and January 2015. Some New Yorkers told a local TV station, WCBS, they don't think the mayor has his priorities straight. They went on to say, it's disgusting, it's terrible, so said Tony of Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. He's not doing his job. He should be in New York City. I hope these people remember this. You know, they make all this noise, but I hope they remember this. I think it's ridiculous, out of one woman. Why is he there? He should be in the city. The mayor belongs to his own city, taking care of cops getting killed. I mean, they are so full of themselves. They're so self-important. It's amazing. I'm sorry, amazing. But I mean, think about this. he really believes that his message needs to be heard in Germany because he's so important. He's so righteous. He's so right. You know, maybe you should, you know what? I hope you guys vote him out. You guys need to vote him out this time around. Another person says, I think he should be here. He's the mayor of New York City. He should have stayed here and really protected the people of New York. If he's the mayor of the city, he should take care of the city, another man said. And if he's not supporting us, we won't support him. Well, thank God. This guy's amazing. Oh, they're all amazing. Right? I mean, when you think about the people that went to go to G20, this guy. Then you got, what's his name? Mr. Brown here. Jerry Brown. Guy they used to call Moonbeam Brown. The one that's actually responsible for the infrastructure of this state crumbling. And then when he gets more money to rebuild it like 10 years ago, the money they had sitting in that account, he went ahead and blew that too. And now he wants more money, and then he wants Trump to give him more money. This is the Democrat way, isn't it? Constant. Give me more, 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 give me more. Constant. The New York City Post, or the New York Post, said it the best. In their Sunday edition front cover, featuring the perfect headline for the mayor, who went to Germany instead of staying home to honor the dead cop. They said it as Deutschbag. You take it any way you want to. It's nothing but an ego grab, right? Again, like I said, these guys are so full of themselves. They're so sure that you... I don't want to hear what he has. I don't even want to see his face. I am not impressed by this yo-ho. God. Anyway. Hey, tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. Seriously. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, being part of the conversation. Right, if you head up to my website, you got so much you can do up there. I know this is the boring part. This is where I have to ask for money, beg for money. I'll come out, polish your shoes, whatever I have to do, you know, clean your clothes. Not really. Sounds good, though. But, I mean, if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can, during the show, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. You can sign up for my email blast every week. I said, oh, I'll try to send one out every week. I'll let you know what's going on with the show. I'll let you know what's going on, you know, who we're going to have on some speakers, some of the topics, maybe some of the places I'll be. Now, we're going to take another shot this year at Politicon, the end of the month. Last year, they threw me out. They banned me, and I didn't do anything. And I don't mean like I didn't do anything like I normally do. No, no, I didn't do anything. I hung around with Evan Sayet the day before. He's about as straight as they come. No trouble there. And went and listened to a few speakers and what have you. And they had a security accuse me of some kind of being involved in some kind of fight. And it was hilarious because he had pictures of everybody else but me. And the thing that teed him off is when I said, there's your phone. You've been through every picture of every person at the fight that you took of. You're sure that I was there, but you didn't take my picture. And apparently, I wasn't there. So we're going to try it again this year. We'll be there doing a book signing along with doing a little recording for the show, that kind of thing. If you are in the Los Angeles area at the end of the month, look them up, Politicon. Politicon. I think it's politicon.org or politicon.com, but it's supposed to be a balanced, unbiased event. It is the farthest from... You go look at the speakers, let me tell you what. That thing is leaning so far left that it tipped over like an Italian ship went over a couple of years back. Seriously. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side of GCN Live. I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. I do appreciate the time that you send me emails and get involved in the conversation. Have a safe rest of the day. And yes, dare I say it, God bless.